A raucous laughter erupted through the house. The strange men's voices were muffled through the homemade ski masks they wore. "Hold your head up, nigger," one of the men instructed, taking delight in his victim's pain. Easy did as told. His neck, snapping left and right as they took turns hitting him, was throbbing with an unbearable shooting pain. Another blow to the face caused something to crack at the base of his skull. It felt like a fire had erupted in his brain. The pain rendered him speechless with shock. "Well, you a tough guy? You ain't gonna try to scream, beg, ask for mercy, or nothing?" one of the masked intruders belted out. Easy felt the butt of a handgun connect with his skull. His pride wouldn't allow him to budge. He was cut from a different cloth. From a rough childhood, he had clawed his way to the top of the drug game. His reputation in the streets preceded him, and he wasn't going to show weakness now. "Aight, nigga. If you so tough, get up and save your family, motherfucker!" one of the masked men taunted, his breath hot on Easy's nose and lips. Easy continued to let his head hang, his blood dripping on the expensive oriental rug that covered his living room floor. "You gonna die a pussy even if you don't say shit. We gonna teach you a lesson since you think you're invincible in the streets," said the maid investigator among the intruders. He wanted Easy to beg for his life. Easy's body swayed from the incessant blows, but he still didn't lift his head or give the men the satisfaction of knowing they were hurting him. The high-pitched screams of his youngest daughter, however, penetrated his resolve. "Daddy!" Brianna wailed from some distant place. "Daddy, help me!" she screamed again, this time her voice more high-pitched and frantic. Easy opened his battered eyelids, turning his head painfully toward the sound of his youngest daughter's voice, which grew louder as the intruders dragged her by her hair to Easy's location. "I want my daddy!" Brianna belted out again. Brianna's voice caused a sharp pain in Easy's chest. Out of his severely swollen eyes, Easy could see his baby girl squirming and fighting, blood all over her face. His breathing became labored as a surge of hot adrenaline suddenly coursed through his veins. It was the first time Easy felt nervous since the entire ordeal had begun. He had conditioned himself to believe that he would die in the game, so this end wasn't totally unexpected. But he'd never thought that his enemies would come after his family like this, especially when everybody in the streets knew his creed was no women and children.